Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Interception.
Touchdown.
Der Football Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer Special-Ausgabe von Interception, der Football Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de. Ihr habt vielleicht mitbekommen, dass letzte Woche einige NFL-Spiele in Deutschland waren. Der Grund dafür ist das American Football Without Barriers Camp. Seit 2013 reisen dafür NFL-Spiele durch die Welt und wollen den Sport bekannter machen. Dieses Jahr waren sie in Deutschland und haben in Oberhausen das Camp abgehalten. Ich war zwar nicht als Spieler vor Ort, aber dennoch wollte ich die Chance nutzen, um mit den Profis zu sprechen. Einer von ihnen ist Bekavius Mingo, Outside Linebacker für die Seattle Seahawks. Mingo hatte schon eine bewegte Karriere, da er bereits bei den Cleveland Browns, New England Patriots und den Indianapolis Colts gespielt hat. Er berichtet im Interview unter anderem von der unglaublichen Aufholjagd im Super Bowl gegen die Atlanta Falcons und erklärt den Unterschied zwischen Pete Carroll und Bill Belichick.
Mir ist Bekavius Mingo from the Seattle Seahawks. Why are you here? Or why did you other part of the program?
So I've been a part of AFWB now for 6 years. This is my sixth camp.
Okay.
And from the first time Gary approached me with it, you know, I was 100% in.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, I guess I didn't really know what this organization was about, what this foundation was all about. My outlook on it was, oh, I get a free trip out of it. You know, this is my first year. This is my first time leaving the country. It was, I don't know. That was my whole thinking. We went to Brazil. I'm like, who wouldn't want to go to Brazil?
Yeah, true.
You know, but being able to make that trip with the guys, you know, teach the game of football. We did some charitable work down there that, you know, it kind of opens your eyes to the world, just like with today, you know. And it just makes you appreciate the fact that, you know, bad stuff happens, but, you know, if you can show up and spend time with those kids, just be there for that moment. You know, they're better. You know, they can forget about whatever is hurting, or, you know, the fact that their parents might not be here with them or whatever. And I love the football part, but I like that part even more because, I mean, we're not doing much, but I feel good when I do it. That's a better way to say that.
You have been here six years already. Which camp or which country did you like most so far?
The Brazil trip is one of my favorites, not only because it was Brazil. It was beautiful people, yeah. You stressed that. But it was, you know, it was my first camp. We had a blast, you know, being able to go to the orphanage and help those kids, just be with those kids, it was amazing. The kids at the camp were amazing. They were super excited to be a part of football, and that's what I like. I like where they want to soak it up and just, like, because they love the sport, you know. But all the camps have been the same. You know, Istanbul, that was the first camp we let women, they participated. You know, this was a Muslim country, and women don't play sports, you know, but the women were playing sports, and they were more excited than the men were, and the boys were, you know, and that was cool. And then we go to Finland, and then the people were super nice. Just super nice. It's just like everywhere we've been, you know, the people have been great, you know, been super hospitable. The kids at the camp, the men in the camp, the ladies in the camp, they all just, you know, they want to learn the game of football. I think it makes it that much better when, because I've been to camps where, you know, people just like, I'm just here talking, you know, exercise or, you know, something like that. But, you know, when they really are like engaged and want to get better, and they listen, you can tell when they're listening to what you're saying, even if there's a language barrier, they're focused on what they're watching you, and it just makes it better.
Just look at your career already. You have been drafted by the Cleveland Browns in 2013.
Yep.
You've been the first 3 years there. How was the culture? How were your start in the NFL?
It was a good start, I would say. You know, you get I say good start because I learned a lot from being there. You know, I had guys, actually Jabal is actually here. He was there my rookie year, and Jabal and Paul Kruger and some other guys, you know, they really pulled me along that year. Honestly, without them, I would be super lost. You know, they helped me develop as an NFL player. They helped me, they showed me everything, you know, and I'm appreciative for that. But it's just been, I mean, that's what I took in that year, those years.
Yeah, it's interesting that you always been attached to Jabal Sheard.
Yeah.
He changed to the Patriots, you went there, they changed to the Colts. So how is your connection with him?
Well, so we were there, he left. We played for 2 years together in Cleveland, and he signed with the Patriots. And then he was gone for a year, then I get traded to the Patriots. You know, we won a Super Bowl, and then I signed a one deal, 1 year left. So I come back and I sign with the Colts, you know. And then I get a phone call, like, maybe a little bit after, like, a day or two later, and it's Jabal. He said, hey, guess what? I just signed with the Colts. I was like, dude, shit, stop calling me, you know. And it was just, you know, I'm happy he's been able to come along with the Colts. He's a really good guy. And like I said, he's been a guy that has taught me so much. And he's not that much older than me, but, you know, just the lessons and the stuff that he's taught me is I'll appreciate that forever.
Yeah, you have been part of one of the most iconic Super Bowls, coming down from 28-3. Take us a little bit in the game. Did you ever thought when it was 28-3 that you would come back from it?
Honestly, it was... I was worried for a different reason.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried because, you know, I thought I was jinxed. Every level I played in the championship game, you know, in college, high school, you know, and I've always lost, you know. And so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to lose this game. Before the game started, we're going to lose because, you know, it's me, I'm a jinx, whatever. But we're in this game and we're down 28-3, and it was just weird how, you know, nobody on the team was worried. It was the guys focused on, you know, winning the game. They're like, this is, man, we've been like this before. You know, we've been here before. We've been down. I can't remember who it was, but we came back and won the game. And that was kind of the mindset of everyone. You know, it was exciting to be a part of because, you know, that shouldn't happen. Especially in a game like that, it shouldn't happen.
Yeah, is it a little bit like what makes the Patriots special, that they always believe in themselves no matter what's happened?
I would say that's a great way to put it. You know, we got to the live locker room at halftime, and Coach Belichick was like, I told you this was going to happen. What are y'all going to do about it? Go fix it. You know, that was all he said. And he was like,
okay, so you're now with the Seattle Seahawks, with Pete Carroll, also one of the great head coaches. How is this approach different to the one with Bill Belichick?
Completely different. Night and day different, you know. Pete is way more relaxed. What you see is really what it is. I mean, he's a super laid-back guy. It's about having fun and competing, you know. And if you're winning, well, if you're having fun and you're competing, you're probably going to be winning. And so that's all that he coaches, you know, just have fun, compete, and effort, and then you'll win the game. And I mean, it seems like, you know, elementary, but it's, his approach, I mean, it works. I mean, every team in the NFL has talent, but it's just like, I don't know what sets teams apart, but, you know, I appreciate the way he runs the organization. I'm happy I'm in that organization. I can't really explain it other than that, but it's just a difference, you know.
Your contract for 2 more years, right?
One more year.
Do you want to go back to the Super Bowl and win it with the Seahawks, or what's your plan for the next 2 years, or next year and a half?
If I had my choice, I would win. I would win more Super Bowls than I played in the NFL. But you know, that's unrealistic. I mean, you could say it. Hey, I want to win. Okay, what number is Tom on? Tom's on?
Six.
Six. Okay, I want to have 7 rings. I want to do 7 more years. Well, six more, because I have
six
one. So I need 6 more years and get a ring each of those 6 years with whoever. I don't care who it is. I'll deal with the Dolphins, with the Cowboys. I don't care. It doesn't matter if I have my way, you know?
True.
But I'm happy with Seattle, happy with their organization. Honestly, it's up to them how they see me and if they want to keep me. But whatever happens, is there's no hard feelings. I mean, it's business. It's football. I'll still call Coach Pete Carroll up and say, "Hey, how's it going, Coach?" Whatever. You get those locker rooms, and just like here, like I was with Indy last year, and there's a bunch of Coach guys on the team, and you know, we get here, we get on the plane, and you're like, "Dude, how's it going? I've seen you forever." You know, that's how locker rooms are. You know, like I just met Cam Johnson, you know, on the plane. You know, we got ready to go on the plane. It's like I've known him forever because, you know, I guess we just get along. Like, I don't know if it's like that in every business profession, but just tend to, the same people tend to work in this position, and they just kind of just get along. Like, you know, but I don't know. It's just one of those things.
You have been, is it your first time to Germany, actually?
Yes.
Yeah. So you tried, I saw that you tried currywurst also. You've been to real football. What do you want to try more, and what's your impression so far of Germany?
I'm loving it. You know, so we come here and we're, like I say, we're bringing football and just being able to be around the people, and I'm a little bit picky, but I want to try some of the food and just have a good time. You know, Germany has a lot of history, and I'm kind of a history guy. I love history, and just I want to experience a little bit of that, and like I say, have a little fun.
Great. So you have been out there. You have been signed pictures, signed autographs.
Mm-hmm.
How gladful are you that there are so many people around there?
I would say every other fan out there was a Seahawks fan. No exaggeration. And it is great to see. That's why I'm saying, like, yeah, we should have a game in Germany, because, you know, there are so many German fans, and I know they would appreciate it. You know, I know they have the game in London. I spoke to a couple guys out there from here that, you know, went over to the game, like, yeah, I'm sitting right here, you know, I'm watching the Seahawks. You know, and I was like, that's yeah, we have fans that drive. They'll drive an hour away. You just have to flew to a different country to go watch a football game. So, it's cool.
Thank you very much. I wish you all the best for the next season and have a great day in Germany.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, man.
Das war Bekavius Mingo. Wir sind damit zwar am Ende dieser Ausgabe, aber ich habe noch einigen weiteren Spielern sprechen können. Also hört euch auch die anderen Ausgaben an, denn unter anderem ist auch ein Interview mit D'Angelo Williams dabei. Zudem kommen die Tage unser großer Saisonrückblick bzw. Vorschau zu jedem einzelnen Team. Wenn euch das interessieren könnte, abonniert unseren Feed, folgt uns auf Twitter oder auch bei Facebook. Dort findet ihr uns unter dem Handle InterceptionFT. Wir freuen uns zudem, wenn ihr mit uns in Kontakt tretet und uns sagt, was wir besser machen können, beziehungsweise zu welchen Themen ihr euch mal eine Auskunft von uns wünscht. Wir haben schon einige Dinge in Planung, weswegen ihr unbedingt wieder einschalten solltet bei Interception, der Football Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Interception.
Touchdown.
Der Football-Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de. Wir klingen nicht nur gut, wenn wir direkt am Spielfeldrand stehen.
Die Adler Mannheim bleiben der Tabellenführer in der deutschen Eishockeyliga.
Oder direkt von der Schanze berichten.
Wir haben einen spannenden ersten Durchgang gesehen bei den Springern. Kamil Stoch führt vor Zielen Bartholz.
Wir sehen dabei auch noch gut aus. Borgia Sauerland ist offizieller Ausstatter von
meinsportpodcast.de. Borgia Sauerland. Berufsbekleidung, Arbeitsschutz und mehr auf borgia-sauerland.de.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral. Alles super.